Hello everybody, welcome back to 10 Down with Terry and David.
Welcome back.
Welcome back everybody. This is going to be a nice, calm, relaxed episode. And we're going to fill you guys in on what's been going on this week, which hasn't been very much because it's very early in the week because we're trying to be organized.
We only released an episode 2 days ago and today's Tuesday. But if we don't do it today, we won't get it done at all.
Because basically, the last 2 days have been admin days. We had a spare hour today. We're in the office tomorrow. I'm recording all day Thursday. What have we got on Friday? Something's on Friday.
Well, Friday's primarily family day.
We're trying to only work 4 days a week, and then on Saturday I'm going to collect my sister's dress.
Oh yeah, that's exciting.
She's getting married in August.
Is there a whole gang? Is it just a bridal party or is there friends as well going?
No, just the bridesmaids. We're all going up, and on then we're going back to Cassie's for spicy margaritas. But I need an exit plan, like, because I can't go into that vortex because I won't come back out. Eric said that he'd drop everybody home, but I know Eric will get on the sesh as well.
Yeah, I know, but
it's also happened to him the last time.
You're actually getting really old.
Yeah.
Because it's not a rare thing that you hear coming from your lips. It's very rare to hear coming from your lips that you need an exit plan from a meeting with friends, where normally people are trying to get an exit plan from you because you're crazy.
Well, that was pre-Miles.
Yeah, pretty
much. You know the way people say BC? This is BM before Miles.
Or BK before kids.
No, I was a nut job after Sydney as well. But that's the plan for this week. I just can't seem to catch a break. Do you remember during COVID when everybody was like, oh, this is brilliant. I'm going to slow down. I'm going to relax. Like, this is the way forward. I'm going to work from home. It's not like that. We all just went back to the craziness again. And like, there was a lot to be said for COVID, because I was listening to a podcast recently, and actually I was listening to a couple of podcasts recently. And one that's fresh in my mind is Ladies Who Launch, Perry Shan. She did a podcast and she was just saying that, like, in COVID is when she started her Instagram, and that's when she started creating content. And the amount of people that, like, built businesses, like, started online, it was like a real moment for a lot of people. And I honestly think it's because we were
bored out of a tree.
Yeah, we, like, obviously that was definitely it, but we just had more time at home. We weren't commuting. We weren't, like, think about all the time that you spend commuting.
True.
But like, even when I'm in the office with Siobhan, it's chaotic, like, getting out the door, getting in. And it's a whole extra part of your day. I did a vlog actually last week, and I vlogged it, and the amount of people messaged me and said that they were exhausted
watching it.
And it's so, anyway, what I'm trying to say is life is just a million miles an hour sometimes. And I feel like I can't slow down.
More than ever, we are definitely back to the phrase of the rat race.
Yeah.
More than ever. Like, right now, because
David, you are not in the rat race.
Why did you look at me like that?
Right, you're not in the rat race.
And can you
right?
not because balance you your phone on Jake, please?
You work from home, right? So I was running around all morning and I came in and I was like, right, we need to record the podcast. You work from home. I don't have that luxury. I don't have it.
Yes, you do.
No, I have it about 2 days a week, David.
Yeah, but it's not every day that you're in and out of the office.
No, I'm not talking about the office. I'm talking about events. I'm talking about getting there. I'm talking about trips. Press trips.
Drip, drip.
I'm talking about being out but all the time. All the damn time. David went to an event and you went to see the X-Peng cars.
X-Peng. X-Peng, I think it's pronounced.
Would you get one?
I would.
Would you?
I would get one. First of all, do you know how much they are brand new?
40 grand.
That's because I told you they were 40 grand. They're starting at 40 grand.
That
this
is
not
madness.
An ad. It's not an ad, by the way. But they have this slogan, right? And they have this slogan, and the slogan is, or this little catchphrase is, forget everything that you know and just drive an X-Peng.
What in the Men in Black is that?
So basically, like, everything that you know about cars and their features and all the technology, forget about it all. About, like, BMW has, what Mercedes has, what Tesla has. Just sit in an X-Peng and you'll be like, this is the future. That's what it's all about.
Sounds amazing.
And here's what I thought was very impressive. So, front seats and back seats, completely recline flat into a double bed.
That's where you need to sleep. You need to buy an XPeng. That'd be a rent and all.
I thought I'd get a bit more of a reaction out of you.
Because you told me already.
Well, for the audience, will you just do it?
Wow.
There you go. We'll add a sound effect.
Wow.
But no, they're really cool. There's no point in me going through the features because I can't talk about the features other than just what I just did. Can you stop doing that, please?
It sounds amazing.
And stop using Jake's body as a balancing beam for your phone.
So, very exciting news. We've got our first ever podcast nomination. David,
there is light.
If you can put like clapping right now, that'd be great. No, like when you're editing.
Yes, okay.
leave that in as well. Yeah, but we've been nominated for an award and we're so excited. Like we are so excited. I can't believe it. Like this is the first time we've ever been nominated. So if you like listening to this podcast, if you enjoy the content, if you enjoy the madness and it's something that you tune into, please, 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 please go over and vote because we haven't a hope. Like we're up against like the best.
The category is really strong, but I'm going to do a big campaign. We just need to go crazy. We need to make as much noise as possible.
Go crazy.
You have to go crazy.
Well, yeah, it was the
I'm going to ask ChatGPT, how do I make a massive campaign to get as many votes as possible?
Post on your fucking grid. You don't need ChatGPT to tell you that. You can use ChatGPT Terry. Post on your grid. Post on your stories.
In my mouth. But come on, we need the votes.
But please, 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 while you listen to this, go on, give us a vote. Go on, go on, go on. This is Doyle over here. But yeah, honestly, it's so nice to be nominated. And we're looking forward to tonight. It's always a good night, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I am going with the brand Catrice because I'm going to be working with them this year. And David's going to be coming with me. So yeah, it'd be a great little night out. My legs are absolutely killing me from Pilates yesterday.
So tell us about, of course, Terry decides to go to Pilates and then there's a bit of drama because she can't find the Pilates class.
Yeah, I was late and it was my first day and everybody that was there, obviously goes there every week. So when I walked in,
there's a bit of a click.
Not that it's a click, but like everybody knows each other. Not that there's a click. But when I walked in,
but the girls going,
no, one of them looked at their watch though when I walked in. And I was like, oh God.
No, she did not.
I swear to God.
Was it the teacher?
No, the teacher was lovely. But yeah, I was like, oh God, she's probably saying, what is she doing? Anyway, I was very late because I couldn't find a place. And I wouldn't even mind, right? But I left the house early. It's 12 minutes from the house. Left the house early because I was going to get there, eat my banana, take my time. And sure, I was running around the place looking for it. It was sending me into a church. And I was like, it's not in the church. I know it's not in the church. And eventually I found it and I was running around the rain. So I was all busy when I got into the class.
But had the class started?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, okay. So yeah, I went grand. But look, come here. I'm going to be completely honest, right? I went because my agent and my friend, she's my friend as well, Katie, at our end of year catch up, which I ended up having at the start of the year. Anyway, back to that. She said that I need to find something to like help me wind down and to do something for myself. And at the time I was like, absolutely not. I don't have the time for that, blah, blah, blah. And then I seen a little gap in my calendar this week and for next week. And I was like, do you know what? I'm going to book in. I'm going to go. And can I just say, it's such a load of shy, right? Because I had to get there, which was stressful.
God forbid you had to get there, Terry.
But this is it, like the commute, right? I had to get there. Got there and the whole time I was there, all I was thinking was, I just want to live. I just want to live because I'm not that strong. I just prefer to be out and about. Like I much prefer going for a walk or like getting onto the beach with the kids or swimming.
But not everyone starts off these things like feeling strong. That's the whole reason why you do them and do multiple classes to get strong and feel strong. You came in that door yesterday like you'd gone to school for the first day. It was like your first day of school. you did. You walked in, you're like,
I'm sad.
I hate everybody.
I don't like being told what to do. No, not at all. I just don't like classes. I don't like classes. I've never have, never will.
So what about one-to-one?
No, like a private class. Too much emphasis on me. I actually, there was an app that I used to use called Jamondo. This isn't an ad. I used to work with them. And I used to find that really good.
Yeah, you used to use that a lot.
Yeah, and I did a yoga course with Yoga by Maura and I found that really good. But the common denominator is that it was in the house and that's what I liked. But I find the classes so intimidating. Anybody else the same? Let me know. Please let me know and tell me, like, do I keep going? Because I've bought four classes. So I booked into, it's in around level two. They don't call it levels in this yoga place or this Pilates place. They call it like beginners, improvers, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I booked a level two, I think it was. And afterwards I said it to the girl. I was like, oh, I think I might go back to the beginners because I just had a C-section 5 months.
Oh shit, I never thought of that.
Yeah, she was like, oh my God, because my legs were like in the air. I was...
I would have loved to see that.
Yeah, like, and I felt pulling where I shouldn't have felt pulling. So, and then this morning when I went to sit up, I couldn't, but that's probably from using my muscles. But I when I told her, she was like, oh my God. She was like, what? So yeah, I went, I think I'll, he's giving out to me. I think I will go back to the beginners and I'll do the three more classes. And this is the thing. It's not the place that I'm going to. I've gone to multiple places and I just don't like it. I just don't like classes.
But I also know with you and the person that you are that you won't, like if you've had a really hectic morning and like you were struggling to find where the place was, you're already put off.
100%. And
so if you have a really calm morning and then now you know where the venue is.
It's an extra thing I have to do. And I said this to
11 minutes up the road. No, go and switch off for an hour. 12 minutes up the road.
It's an extra thing I have to do.
I can get you there in 10 minutes if you want.
It's an extra thing that I have to do. That's the only way I see that. It's just an extra thing that I've done.
That must be how you think when you're like make yourself something to eat in the kitchen. That's an extra thing for me to do is to clean up.
Sometimes it is. But it is. It's like I like when I came back, my whole day was screwed because it put me back by 3 hours. Like you seen how quick I was doing all my admin the afternoon before the kids came home. I was like,
I know.
Smoke coming out of my fingers.
You're a workhorse and you don't like things getting in the way, which is fine, but you have to make space for your own sanity.
Let me walk in nature. Me upside down on a machine is not my idea of lovely.
For me, it is.
All right, Christian Grey.
Christian Grey. You go out and walk in nature then, Terry.
David Grey.
Go out and walk in nature. Go out and walk in nature. Pissing rain everywhere you go.
Stop saying that word, David. Speaking of the rain, I made Dave book a holiday with me. It was murder. I was looking at the weather forecast for Europe. It's absolutely shy. I just feel like I'm trapped. I can't go anywhere. So I booked Dubai. So we're going to Dubai.
But we could have went closer, but there was no talking to you.
No.
Because the weather for Spain has changed for the better.
For next week, right?
Yeah, and we could have went there.
16 degrees, David. You'd go over there and it'd be sunny.
But we were in Portugal at Christmas and 16 degrees, we would have been roasting.
Listen to me. The weather will change next week. Trust me. It will change next week on that app and we'll be stressing. It's exactly what happened to us at Christmas. I'm not risking it. I'm going to Dubai. I'm going to the desert.
Don't risk it for the biscuit.
It's going to be no rain. Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch me outside. That's what you're going to say to your... Pilates instructor when you walk in and say catch me outside.
No, I have to say they were absolutely, the Pilates, the place themselves was lovely and the teacher was gorgeous. Like it's just me. It's all me.
It's all you. At the end of the day, it's you.
It's all me. But yeah, we're going to Dubai. Very excited. We have a hotel booked, but we booked the flights and I'm thrilled.
It's our first long haul flight with two kids, which is going to be...
Are you worried?
Yeah.
I'm not.
No. See, Sydney's great.
She's traveling. A dream. She is a dream.
But at the moment, Miles is just, he's like a songbird. He just doesn't stop. Like he doesn't stop.
He loves the sound of his own voice and he loves looking in the mirror.
Wonder where he got that from. It's both of your kids are molding into you because there's a photo I took of us at the weekend. We went for an L Pog.
Pog.
Pog or Pog?
Pog.
Pog. Pancakes basically in Malahide, and you were walking across the road and I just thought, oh, that's a great photo of you and Sydney walking across. And now that you look back at the photo, you both have the same facial structures. Like you and her are very, like very, very similar.
Yeah, we are. She's very like Cassie, my sister. And when people say she looks like you, I don't see it, but I definitely see it in Miles.
In Miles and me?
Yeah. Like when I look at Miles, I see two people, you or my brother David. And there's nobody else in between that. like with Sydney, I'll be like, Jesus Christ, she looks like Cassie. Jesus Christ, she looks like one of your sisters. Like, Jesus Christ, she looks like you. Mm. She looks like me. Like, I see myself in Sydney. Like, she's such a mix. It's crazy.
But people have said to me that Miles is the image of Sydney.
No.
And I don't see it.
I don't see that at all.
At all. They're even as babies, they're completely different.
Sorry, this must be really annoying because we don't share what they look like online. So?
So?
What were we talking about there? We went to Pogue, you said.
You just cut across me, motherfucker. Sorry, Terry. Jesus, I cursed.
What were you saying there, though?
People have told me that Miles and Sydney look
No, we were talking
similar.
About the flight. And are we nervous? Because he loves singing.
Yeah. It's 7 hours? 7.5 hours?
7 hours over and then 8.5 back.
Why is that 8.5 back? Going against the wind.
Going against the wind.
We'll worry about coming back when we're coming back.
I'm not worried. I think the flight times are brilliant. So normally the Dubai flight is at 1:30 and then you arrive into Dubai like middle of the night. So it's 10 o'clock Irish time or can't remember what it is. No, yeah, it's 8 o'clock Irish time and then it's like 2-3 in the morning there. I can't remember. Anyway, when you get there, you're wrecked. But Sydney, or this flight that we have gone over is a new flight and it's 8:30 in the morning, which is a lot better. So it means that we're going to arrive into Dubai for about 5 or 6 Irish time.
Which is 8 o'clock their time.
Yeah. So then, but like my goal is to get the kids to bed every night at 10 o'clock because that's 6 p.m. Irish time. So we're going to keep them on
Irish time.
Irish time. So it's that schedule. And Miles is a great sleeper from when we put him down at 7 until 2 o'clock in the morning, roughly. Mm. 1:30, 2 seems to be the time that he wakes up. Mm. So that's 6 hours. So that means if we put Miles down at 10 in Dubai, he's going to sleep until 4.
Yeah. So you're going to wake up every night at 4 in Dubai.
Well, it's better than 1 because for me, it's the what's getting to me at the minute is the short sleep. And then I can't sleep. Well, so 4 o'clock is better for me. And then we can give him his bop, put him back down. And then sure, you can get up at 8 and go to your gym. Anyway,
and stay away from the massage parlors, as we know.
Sorry, I was yawning. And then you made me laugh. And I think I pulled a muscle.
By yawning, you pulled a muscle.
Because I was
need to go back to that Pilates.
It was like a weird thing. But yeah, we have booked Dubai. And I'm very excited. I do love Dubai. I love going over. We haven't booked a hotel yet. We need to do that later on. And kind of torn between staying on the Palm and staying in JBR. If you're familiar with Dubai, JBR is like the Jumeirah Beach resident area. And basically it's busy. So it's like got all your shops, all of your restaurants. It's like a strip where the Palm is very quiet. And we've always done JBR.
And myself and yourself on our own.
Have done the Palm
a long time ago and it was quite boring.
And I think Sydney will crack up there. Anyway, that is, that brings you up to speed with everything. By the time we listen to this, I will be extremely hungover. And yeah, because I'm going up to Cassie's.
Oh, right. Sorry.
On Saturday night, David just gave me a look. He's like, what are you drinking?
I was like, what are you doing?
Well,
where
actually,
are you going?
Do you know what? I'm going to put it to the universe. I'm not going to be hungover because I'm going to sneak out.
The thought of being hungover.
I think I might stay in Cassie's because
Do
you know what I did the last time?
We don't want to see.
Me and the girls were all having drinks in Cassie's and I went upstairs and locked myself into her box room. Stay away.
So that's your exit strategy.
At 12 o'clock, I'll go to bed because if I come back here, Miles is going to wake up, disturb my sleep and make me feel even worse. So if I have a few drinks, be sensible. So if I have a few drinks, drink water, be sensible, and then hide on everybody at 12 o'clock.
Fast forward to Saturday, Cassie's house is going to turn into Project X.
Anyway.
Chaos.
So, what's been going on?
Right.
Bieber played at the Grammys with his top off.
Bieber played
Did we talk about that last week?
Yeah, very briefly. Bieber played with the Grammys, as we know, last week, wore his socks and shorts only, but he nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. But the next big thing that's after happening is the Super Bowl. I completely forgot that the last time the Super Bowl was on, which was the big one with Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg.
That wasn't the last one.
It was.
It wasn't.
Who played last?
I can't remember.
That was who they done the last year. It showed really? A list of who, like in the past, like in done 6 years. Rihanna done 2022, I think.
Who played in the Super Bowl last year at halftime? Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, sorry, he was. Kendrick Lamar. That's what I have at my point. So, and the one before that was Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I thought so.
Kendrick Lamar was obviously the one that went absolutely viral because of that track and the dance routine. Do you remember?
Yeah.
But
I can't believe that was a year ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to. I can't believe that was a year ago. That was a year ago, right? Can someone tell me who this bunny fella is?
So basically he won Grammy Album of the Year with a Spanish album and he's collaborated with global stars like Cardi B, Drake, and he's just basically broken all these boundaries. Like, I think he's the first Hispanic album to win a Grammy.
Which is amazing. But 10 years ago, he was packing groceries in a supermarket. 10 years later, he's rubbing shoulders. He dated Kendall Jenner.
Did he?
Yes.
No.
Yes. He dated Kendall Jenner.
No way.
Yes. And the stage performance was all about, like, it's all like history related and how, like, everything that's going on.
And more power to him. That's amazing. That's what I think. Did you see that he gave his Grammy to that little lad that was getting deported from
He was taken by ICE. Yeah. And then obviously it was all sorted and he gave him his Grammy on the stage. That's so cool.
I think he's cool. I think he's a really good role model for young kids. I think what he stands for is amazing and more power to him. And people just need to take a chill pill. Like, your woman. I can't think of her name. I was scrolling through TikTok.
Anyway, so Valentine's Day is coming up, Terry.
Yeah.
One of your favorite times of the year.
What are you getting me?
Well, that's why I say it's one of your favorite times of the year, because every year you fluctuate. You don't like flowers, then some years you like flowers.
I don't want flowers.
You've also told us that you don't want flowers in the house anymore. That's what you said. You did.
Yeah.
You thought about it there.
You know.
But you did.
You know why the olive tree didn't survive in the house? It's because of the underfloor heating.
Probably. And the lack of, like, natural air and light.
No, it's the underfloor heating. Apparently, like, houseplants and with underfloor heating, they just die.
Just don't work.
Yeah, they just die because their roots are too warm.
It could be exactly the reason why. But it's outside now for nearly 2 years and it's thriving.
We're not living here 2 years, David.
I said nearly. I said nearly. Listen back, Terry.
David, what do you get me for Valentine's Day?
For Valentine's Day, I tell you what I'm going to get. I'm going to ask that bakery in Blanchestown to bake you a coffee slice cake. How good would that be? In the shape of...
I just ate one.
I know. You didn't even get me anything.
I actually looked and there was nothing there that you would have eaten.
I would have eaten a muffin or a scone.
No muffins. David, I stood
there. Don't even dare lie to my face.
I stood there and I said, I'll get something for David with his coffee. And there wasn't one thing there that you would have eaten. I promise you, it was all cream cakes. I was like, he just hate everything here. So I didn't get it. I always bring you home stuff. You know, when you go to the shop and you do your shop in Aldi, you bring home dark chocolate for yourself. You never buy me anything.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I noticed.
Yes,
so
I
when
do.
When I go shopping, when I do the shop, I always get David.
That's because
dark chocolate. I always do.
That's because you've got 3 years worth of chocolate in the house.
There's no chocolate in the house for me. I always pick him up things that I think he'll like. No, you go and you buy yourself your Jimmy Ball things.
Jimmy Ball.
Whatever that is.
Jimmy Ball. You got annoyed at me last night. You said, you have a problem. All you do is eat yogurt. You eat 3 balls of yogurt a day.
So David, I said to you last night, you have a problem. You eat yogurt. You eat 3 balls of yogurt. No, I didn't. I said to you, you eat yogurt 3 times a day, David.
It's the same thing.
No, in your famous words, it's not what you said, it's how you say it. I did not go mad. I went, you eat. Because do you know, I get 3 tubs of yogurt delivered to this house every week. And every time I go to camp,
you
yogurt,
also get 4 blocks of butter delivered.
No, like, I don't. I get one.
Wait, how many blocks of butter in the fridge at this current moment?
It builds up. But I get one. Yeah. I get one. Milkman.ie. Sponsor me.
Listener email. And it's on the front of Valentine's Day, right?
Oh. Oh, you surprised me.
Oh, yes.
Look, lashing. No, it's actually gorgeous next week in Marbella.
I know. Looks I told lovely. You that. Yeah.
Shit.
I know. You wouldn't listen to me.
Go on.
Hi, David and Terry. Congrats on this year's nomination. You definitely have my vote. That's one vote, Terry. Only 6,000 more to go. That's the start of the campaign. Quick question before I accidentally ruin my February the 14th. When my partner says, you don't have to get me anything, what does that actually mean? Is it A, a small, thoughtful gesture, B, flowers and a dinner, C, jewellery, or D, a surprise weekend away with personal growth? Last year, I played it safe, apparently too safe. This year, before I overdid it, apparently too much. Please advise.
What's the question?
Jesus Christ.
What is the question? I don't buy them jewellery. Knock yourself out.
Buy them jewellery.
Is it a boy?
It doesn't give it an answer to a name or give a name. I presume it's a... because.
Well, if it was me, I would like jewellery.
I would like the surprise weekend away. It means both if he's getting something out of it.
Yeah, well, you're getting a surprise week away in Dubai. Ta-da!
We're not talking about us for a second, Terry. We're trying to help somebody out here. You're making it all about you.
Jewellery. Always jewellery.
Okay.
Lovely.
Flowers. Jewellery and flowers.
No followed. Flowers.
And
chocolate.
Then cook them dinner. Do you remember all those chocolate. Amazing dinners I used to cook you? Do you remember?
No.
Yeah?
What ones?
When I lived in Lusk.
Oh my God, I nearly got sick. I remember when it was like our third date and David said, I'll cook you dinner and you can come over. And I went over to his house and he made me quinoa. And boiled chicken.
Yeah, now in fairness, the boiled chicken was a serious, serious problem.
God, why did you use the boiled chicken?
I've already answered that. I used to think, this is how I was so brainwashed
with
society.
You have eating disorder.
No, I don't. I was brainwashed by like the society where I genuinely thought that if I cooked chicken on a pan, it was fried chicken. And it meant that you were...
I know, you were a weirdo for years.
Exactly, yeah. And so if I boiled it, it was the most healthiest way you could do it, which probably is in fairness.
It was just plain quinoa. There was no sauce and broccoli.
It was just like floating limb in boiling water, just floating around the inside of the water. It's crazy.
It was vile. But you were like that for years. You wouldn't fry anything. Like if I fried something, you'd be like, no.
Now I love my fried chicken. I love my fried chicken, Terry.
But you properly develop these little weird things. You develop weird things with food.
Has anyone else's dog gone out of their mind, been stuck indoors?
Yeah, our dog has gone so out of his mind, he buried his face into David's arse the other day. David was
Give a bit of context, Terry. He was sitting on the... Give a bit of context.
David was
sitting... I was sitting on the couch.
He sat on Jake's head.
And Jake, like, whatever way he wiggled, he was right on my bum.
Yeah,
hole.
David was
And he was
sitting.
Breathing so heavily and I could feel his waft of air going up my arse.
Like, if ever you see Jake out and about people, do not pet him because his
don't
face
kiss him
is
on the nose, that's for sure.
You'll be
kissing my ass.
David, actually, when he went to Donegal last week up to the lads, I could have absolutely murdered Jake because he cries for David because he has separation anxiety. And David's smiling here, he's smug because he loves it. And you know what else David loves? I think I've said this before on the podcast. David loves to feed Jake. And to watch them eat.
Yeah.
Right? So if we're all having dinner and there's meat left over on the plate, we can't give it to Jake because David doesn't want him to have it in dribs and drabs. He wants a big feckin' grand finale dinner every day.
I love chopping it all up, getting it ready as he's sitting there looking at him. And then I love putting it down in front of him and
watching him eat it.
And just saying to him, wait, and then letting him go and eat it. And then...
But you enjoy that.
I love seeing him enjoy it. And then the last part of it is him rubbing his beard on whatever mat.
Yeah, you always know if he enjoyed something when he rubs his beard on something. So,
because he was really depressed the other day and we gave him a lovely dinner and I was busy and I didn't get to see him rubbing his beard. And I said, Terry, did he rub his beard after that? And she said, yeah, I think so.
And it made you happy.
It made me happy.
Because I tried to make slow cooker beef brisket. I bought a beautiful piece of brief beef brisket. Tried to do it in a slow cooker and messed it all up.
Mm. It didn't.
And I boiled a ham.
But I can't boil my chicken.
I had a vagina on it. It was like disgusting.
Anyway. Right. That's enough. Are you looking at Marbella?
You made me.
I knew it. There.
No, I don't want to go
there. I knew it. You wouldn't listen to me.
I don't want to go there. I don't want to. 18 degrees. No. No, I'd rather go.
It's not. That's the lowest. That's the lowest.
It's not.
It is.
It's not, David. Look.
Yeah,
18 degrees on Monday, 18 degrees Wednesday, Thursday, and I bet you anything that will change.
Look outside our window. It's not 18 degrees, that's for sure.
I know.
Right, listen, everybody, thanks again for tuning in. And please go onto Gossody or follow the link on our Instagram page and give us the vote, please. Thank you very much.
The robot has spoken. David Fitzpatrick would like your vote. So would Derek. Who is Bad Bunny? Who knows? Goodbye.